Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the morning news. Republican Party politicians want to take up the subject of immigration with the government. Eric Ciotti's party is today tabling a bill on the subject with around 40 different measures, such as the implementation of means tests and accommodation to obtain a residence permit and offering less generous state health care. The government's immigration bill will be presented this coming autumn. Pension reform is back on the table, and this time the Assembly's Social Affairs Commission is going to be examining the Liotte Group's bill, which wants to repeal the reform. The bill will then be debated in the chamber on June the 8th. Total Énergie are facing legal action this morning before a Paris court. Several NGOs and local authorities launched proceedings in 2020 to force the company to revise its ecological ambitions upwards and align its climate strategy with the Paris Agreement of 2015. Any future decision by the judges is unlikely before 2024 or even 2025. In the southwest of France, the foie gras industry and several chambers of agriculture are calling for the start of vaccination of poultry this summer. Since the beginning of the month, the sector has again been confronted with avian flu, with the appearance of more than 80 outbreaks of the virus. The Ministry of Agriculture announced the start of the first vaccination campaign for next autumn. An earthquake has been recorded this morning off New Zealand. It reached 6.2 on the Richter scale. However, there has been no damage to report, according to authorities. In tennis news, Gaël Monfils qualified last night for the second round of Roland Garros. After months of hardship and injury, the 36-year-old Frenchman won in a thrilling match against the 42nd seed, Sébastien Baez. Also through are Arthur Rinderknecht, Ossian Dodin and Diane Paris. And finally to women's football, and bad news for Marie-Antoinette Katoto. The star striker of the French international team will not participate in the World Cup, which takes place this summer. The 24-year-old has suffered a knee injury. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.